purpose of this program is not to prescribe a treatment to individuals. Listeners should consult their healthcare practitioner before attempting any treatment.
Good morning and welcome to Health Watch. I'm Dr. David Naiman, your host. Today's guest is Dr. Richard Shamus, a graduate of Harvard University and the University of Pennsylvania Medical School, and a founding member of the American Holistic Medical Association. Dr. Shamus currently practices in San Rafael, California, specializing in hormone treatment. He is the co-author of the book Thyroid Power with his wife and is here today to talk about his book, Feeling Fat, Fuzzy, or Frazzled, a three-step program to restore thyroid, adrenal, and reproductive balance. If you'd like to join the conversation here on Health Watch, the number at the studio is 503-231-8187. Welcome to Health Watch, Dr. Shamus.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here, David.
Well, you quote something in the beginning of your book, that 1 out of 10 Americans have some degree of hormone imbalance where the different endocrine glands like the thyroid or the ovaries or the adrenals are not working well together with each other. Why so many people?
Oh, there's a major epidemic. The governmental agencies that are supposed to be watching over us, you know, the watchdog groups like the EPA and so forth, are not doing their job. We have a fox guarding the hen house as far as all the environmental pollution that could be hormonally active. We're living in a sea of synthetic chemicals that are affecting our hormones. But there's good news. Here's the thing, David. There's good news for people who are feeling fatigued, depressed, overweight, or feeling the fat, fuzzy, and frazzled. That's the title of the book, Fat, Fuzzy, and Frazzled, because it's millions and millions of people who are going through this problem, and their diets are not working, their exercise program is not working, the medicines they take from doctors are not working, and they're spending a fortune, and it's not exactly a conspiracy necessarily, but it's certainly close to that with all of the pollution affecting hormones. People don't realize that hormones rule metabolism, and your very energy for life is being compromised by this. It's not just a few people getting cancer. This is major. Columbia Presbyterian Medical Center in New York estimated 20 million people are already taking medicine just for thyroid problems alone. Another 13 million would be taking medicine if they just got the right test. Think of all the women who have infertility, all the men who have erectile dysfunction. This is absolutely major.
And in your opinion, a lot of this stems from environmental pollution?
Absolutely. The scientists have known this for a long time. Worldwide, but especially in parts of this country, there's alarming disruption of the sex organs of the fish and the wildlife and the birds, their mating behavior, the entire life cycle. This pollution is definitely haunting us. A major study by the Environmental Working Group found that what we thought was going to be protection from the placenta, protection of the fetus in the womb by the placenta, was not happening, and that they were able to check with cord blood on 200 synthetic chemicals that are bathing the baby. So we have a premature birth that was in where I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. Was reported in the Chronicle that now, almost 1 out of 6 babies is born prematurely. They're suspecting a hormonal cause. People don't realize that the environmental pollutants are hormonally active. You've heard of DDT, you know, that insecticide that had to be banned. And why was it banned? It turned out it turned roosters into hens. It was so feminizing. It was such an environmental estrogen that we couldn't stand keeping it going, only it's very persistent in the environment. PCBs, dioxins, these are hormonally active pollutants.
So tell our listeners what the aim of your book, Feeling Fat, Fuzzy, or Frazzled, is.
Sure. Listen, the idea is that there's good news about this, because even though this is going on, if you just knew about it, if you just knew that maybe the reason that you were feeling not just fatigued, depressed, overweight, but like dry hair, dry skin, dry eyes, thinning hair, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, low libido, a whole host of difficulties related to hormonal sex hormone balance, bad PMS in women, erectile dysfunction in men, severe menopause, infertility. These are all epidemics. You know, we have epidemics of these major illnesses, you know, diabetes, obesity, autism, ADD, infertility, this erectile dysfunction. These are major epidemics for which the pharmaceutical companies are bilking us with billions of dollars. And there's a lot that you can do just by knowing what your hormone balance would be. If you could just find it out. The regular blood tests are not sensitive enough to show it, but there are better tests. In fact, right up in your state, right in Oregon, one of the best labs in the country has developed technology for measuring hormone levels at a very, very sensitive rate. And you can get these tests just by asking for them. You don't even need to talk a doctor into it. They're the home tests. It's like a home pregnancy test. But you can now get a home test for your thyroid level, a home test for your adrenal levels, home test for your sex hormone levels, not just whether you're pregnant or not. And then you could see which is the most interfered with, which is the hormone situation, the hormone arena that you're having the most difficulty with, and then you can do something about that. If you knew it was your thyroid, there are a lot of over-the-counter remedies, vitamins, minerals, herbal preparations that you can buy without a prescription.
Dr. Shamus, you mentioned that the blood tests are, in your opinion, are not accurate enough, and I know that naturopathic physicians and a lot of more holistic medical doctors often use salivary testing, and I'm assuming that's what you're referring to. And I would love it if you could just explain briefly to our listeners why salivary testing might be preferred if that is indeed what you're referring to.
Absolutely. It turns out that the regular blood tests that people have been relying on are not nearly as revealing for mild hormone imbalance as the newer, more cutting-edge technology of testing hormones in saliva. And the reason is that hormones work in the tissues. They don't do anything in the bloodstream. And the level in the bloodstream is not at all always the same as what's in the tissues. To get a tissue level, you get something closer to the tissue, and you measure the hormone in that. And saliva is a very handy one and a very useful and very accurate way of doing that.
We're talking today with Dr. Richard Shamus, the author of Feeling Fat, Fuzzy, or Frazzled, a three-step program to restore thyroid, adrenal, or reproductive balance. If you have a question for Dr. Shamus, the number here is 503-231-8187. So you have a concept in the book called the three-legged stool. And it's a way of visualizing how our hormones can be out of balance or in balance. Could you describe that a little bit?
Absolutely. The hormones that we've mentioned in the Feeling Fat, Fuzzy, Frazzled book is this thyroid, adrenal, and sex hormones. And one of them being out of balance, you could have problems with weight, you could have problems with mood, you could have problems with memory and cognitive function, and be fuzzy thinking. Okay. You can imagine that these three major energy hormones, there are many hormones in the body that are the chemicals of life and the internal messengers, but there are three that have this overriding importance. Because the three of them taken together are like a three-legged stool, a sturdy tripod, upon which the rest of the metabolism is perched. So if you have a steady and balanced and solid three-legged stool with your thyroid, adrenal, and the sex glands, then everything else is more liable to work better. Interventions and medicines and diet would work better. And if you knew which leg was short, like suppose it was a thyroid leg, well, then you would know what diet would be better for you or what exercise would be better for you. You could eat right for your endocrine type. So this is a way of typing people who are having long-term chronic problems, either major ones or maybe minor ones, but you can find out which of these three legs is too long or too short with these simple home tests and then start to correct it. And it has very far-reaching effects because these hormones control our life. Hormones rule metabolism. To control your hormones is to control your life.
Well, let's take an example. Like, let's assume we have a patient who's overweight and they're wanting to lose weight, maybe at the behest of their doctor, and they start an exercise program and reduce calories, and they find that they're not actually losing any. Maybe they're fatigued and chilly, and they'd fall into the thyroid type in your book. What would you do with a patient like that?
Oh, well, let me give you an example. Okay, there was a lady from Illinois that I was coaching. I do a lot of telephone coaching, and it's a wonderful new way of practicing medicine, but that's another story. Anyway, this was a lady from Illinois, 33 years old, seriously overweight, and had this laundry list of symptoms that I just went through. All of her blood tests were normal, but she had a history, family history, of thyroid and diabetes, okay? So we gave her the questionnaires and the simple home tests, and she found out she had severe estrogen dominance. She had too much estrogen. Some women think, oh, they don't have enough. All they need is estrogen. She had too much, and the thyroid and adrenal were worse as a result. The interaction with too much estrogen caused her thyroid and adrenal to be low. She was able to take some simple herbal products and vitamins and minerals because there's a delicate balance, and she rebalanced that estrogen dominance, and now her thyroid started working better. And then she was able to lose weight, finally, for the first time in her life.
Could you give an example of maybe some of the dietary recommendations you would give to a patient like that?
Well, sure. It turns out a person who is a thyroid endotype, if your endocrine type is mostly with these physical symptoms, you are a person who probably would do best with not the high protein, low-carb, high-fat diets that are currently very popular. But you might do better with more of a Dean Ornish, a complex carbohydrate, low-fat diet. You might do better with some extra selenium, because selenium controls whether you are going to convert regular inactive thyroid hormone that your thyroid gland makes into the active T3. You might find that some extra magnesium is extremely useful for your system, for as far as this thyroid balance. So there's a great deal that you can do. There's some herbal medicines that are excellent for this. There's the herbal medicine withania, ashwagandha. It's sold at all the health food and vitamin stores, but people don't know that if they're low thyroid, that it would be very, very helpful to them. So it turns out a great many things that you could do that don't need a doctor. Or you can work in cooperation with a sensible doctor, naturopath, nutritionist that would help you balance your hormones.
And we often hear talked about in modern society adrenal burnouts, people with adrenal fatigue from either overworking, undersleeping, or drinking too much caffeine, perhaps. Is that one of the types, somebody
sure.
who has adrenal fatigue?
Well, yeah, we talked about the reason it says on the cover of the Feeling Fat, Fuzzy, Frazzled book, this is about thyroid, adrenal, and sex gland problems. There is an example. There was a 43-year-old man from Florida, and again, I was able to do telephone coaching with him, so this is all over the phone. He got a hold of me through the Fat, Fuzzy, Frazzled book, you know. Or we have a website where you can take a quick quiz and find out your endotype, the Feeling FFF.com website allows people to do some questionnaires right on the web and give you a good example and then figure out how to get these tests for yourself. You can get the test just on the internet. But listen, this was a 43-year-old guy who was given testosterone by his doctor for low libido, all right? And it improved his libido, but he was now edgy and tense to the point of actual violence. And he wasn't that way before, and he wanted to know what he could do. It turned out his endocrine type was really adrenal and not the sex gland endotype. What he needed was more adrenal support, not more testosterone, which actually made things worse. The testosterone made the adrenal problem worse. So once we got him off the testosterone and onto like I said, the vitamins and minerals and herbal medicines that help with adrenal support, he was a new man. And he didn't need testosterone for his sex life. He needed adrenal because he was burnt out.
Well, let's take our first caller. Welcome to Health Watch. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Yes,
hello?
Hi there.
Yes, hello. Please bear with me. I'm living in housing where they took out the windows, and I'm still dealing with a caulking chemical smell, so I'm going to be kind of slow and maybe not have my thinking together, but I want to go back in time. My grandmother, maternal, 1880s or something, she had an operation for her thyroid. Then my mother later on, when she got married and that, developed that whatever it's called, and it pooches out from the thyroid.
A goiter, yes.
Yeah. And so here I am years later, finally in the early 90s or late 80s, being diagnosed with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, immune dysfunction. And now two of my grandchildren... And, you know, a lot of times they want to blame when things are wrong with children on genetics, a lot of times from the mother. But anyway, now two grandchildren have things like AHAD and allergies, and oh, I had allergies too, and Crohn's.
Well, listen, you are describing very, very accurately a person who has a thyroid problem. The whole family has thyroid problems. Thyroid problems run in families more than diabetes, more than any other illness.
Yeah, okay. I just want to see if I could bring anything together for myself or something. Goodbye.
Well, sure you can. Now, listen, if you haven't been checked for thyroid, you need to be checked. If you've been given just the simple first TSH test, you need the more complete blood test. But if they are normal, especially the thyroid antibodies, because that's what runs in families, ask for a thyroid antibody test. But if all of that's normal, do these home tests. You know, go to feelingfff.com and get the home test kit. You can get the questionnaires and find out if you are indeed low thyroid. Sure, if your grandmother and your mother had a thyroid problem and now you've got chemical sensitivity, the kids have, and you're diagnosed with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, these are often misdiagnosed when they really are an underlying thyroid difficulty that's much easier to treat than fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and chemical sensitivities, which are hard to treat. Thyroid is easy to treat.
We're talking today with Dr. Richard Shamus, the author of Feeling Fat, Fuzzy, or Frazzled. If you'd like to join the conversation, the number here is 503-231-8187. Why do you think, Dr. Shamus, that thyroid conditions are so underdiagnosed?
Well, it is certainly the tyranny of the TSH test. This is one test that the insurance companies were delighted because they didn't have to do a thyroid panel. It's like now just one test would do it all. And the doctors didn't want to think about stuff much. It's just if your test showed it, well, then you had it. If it was too high or too low, it showed up on this test. It turns out that test is not nearly that good. And they're using it as if it's gospel. Tests for cholesterol might be gospel. Tests for blood count might be gospel. Tests for hormones, especially thyroid hormone, are not gospel. The TSH test has been called under scrutiny by the major endocrinologists in the country. The American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists says that the whole range of normal has to be revised. So the doctors and insurance companies and people are supposed to be making diagnosis, and the endocrinologists are way too busy with the diabetes epidemic to give this anything but short shrift. People need to take matters into their own hands and say, I want something other than the TSH test.
Well, let's back up, and I wanted to ask you a question about environmental pollution specific to Portland. Here in Portland, we don't have fluoridated water, and that's been a contentious issue in the state, where the state is actually trying to regulate the city in terms of mandating fluoridation. I was wondering if that was considered in your book an environmental pollutant or...
Oh, absolutely. No. Fluoride has been used by the medical profession, by doctors and nurses and hospitals, to deliberately lower thyroid function. Before we had the current new medicines that are available, fluoride was used for that purpose. And this was before it was put into public water, you know. And so now it's being put into public water, and we wonder why there's an epidemic of low thyroid. You're being very brave and courageous to avoid this fluoride pollution.
So you also in your book talk about basic strategies for anyone, regardless of where on the imbalance they are, whether they have a thyroid imbalance or an adrenal imbalance or an ovarian imbalance. There are some basic supplements that you recommend for people. Could you go over some of those?
Sure. It turns out that wherever on this imbalance you happen to be, whatever your three-legged stool, however it's off balance, And this is why we wrote the Feeling Fuzzy Frazzled book, why we put together the feelingfff.com website, because there are so many easy interventions. The person who has a mild, the sex gland imbalance, often is helped with the high-protein diet, with extra tyrosine. Tyrosine is a simple amino acid that is very inexpensive you can get, often helped with extra omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. We're told to, you know, take some of these things, but the amounts that you need for this hormonal imbalance and the types are just slightly a little bit different, so we put all of that in the book. And so there's interventions for the adrenal situation. The man from Florida who did much better with his adrenal situation had a very simple remedy. It was pantothenic acid, B5. It's a vitamin B5, and then an extract, a strong extract of the herb licorice. Licorice happens to be very adrenal boosting. So much so that people with high blood pressure are told to avoid it. So these are strong medicines in their own right when used properly.
Let's take another caller. Welcome to Health Watch. You're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Dr. Shamus.
Yes, I'm here.
I've been diagnosed with Hashimoto's.
Yes.
Thyroiditis.
Right.
And I was curious if it's at all practical to get off the T3, T4, or if that's, you know, something I need to be on for the rest of my life.
Well, that's a very, very good question, because Hashimoto's thyroiditis is the standard run-of-the-mill low thyroid that the 20 million people...
Oh, I can't hear you.
Yes. It's a very good question. Millions of people have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. That's not a rare condition. Everybody with low thyroid, practically, is having that condition. And there's a lot that you can do about it that would make the amount of medicine you have to take less. And some people,
I think I'll listen to you off the air because I can't hear you. Thanks. Okay.
Thanks. Go ahead, Dr. Shamus. I think that our listener hadn't turned down their radio.
Yeah, she had to turn down the radio. Listen, I wanted to thank you for that call about Hashimoto's thyroiditis. People are hearing that name and they feel like it's worrisome. It's standard run-of-the-mill low thyroid. That's all it is. And it happens to run in the families, like the last caller who had her grandmother and her mother and so forth. That whole family had Hashimoto's thyroiditis. The treatment for some people is that you stay on medicine forever and ever, but the treatment for other people is that you can stay on medicine for a few months, a few years, and then you're off it, especially if you can use some of these vitamins and minerals, especially if you can find out your other hormones and whether they're balanced or not, because other things affect thyroid. Women are given estrogen, and the estrogen makes the thyroid worse.
So you're suggesting...
Your Hashimoto's worse. So there's a few things about balancing that three-legged stool that would be very helpful, and you might be able to get off the prescription medicine and be on natural medicine.
So you're saying it's possible in some cases that if someone was diagnosed with low thyroid, that actually the adrenals or the ovaries could be the underlying root of the cause?
Or, yes, exactly. And folks need to know that it's a delicate balance of a three-legged stool, and if you find out what is your endocrine type, a lot of these difficulties seem to melt away. You can get treatment that's right for your endocrine type, and it's much more efficient and much more effective.
Well, if we were to take this a step further with the last call, it sounds like that person should possibly get tested for their adrenal function and their ovarian function, and also take a diet that's specific to helping with boosting thyroid function.
It's a very an illness with a wide spectrum. Some people have it mild and just temporary, and other people it's more severe and permanent. So we don't know what she was, but you can check that out with some of these tests. Exactly.
And then is there an exercise regimen that would be different for someone with low thyroid versus someone with low adrenal, for instance?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. A person with low thyroid doesn't have the strength and the stamina for the regular exercise that a person with the adrenal problems would have. A person with adrenal needs to push, hard, spinning and running and doing all that to burn off the extra adrenaline and so forth. But a person who is low thyroid needs very gentle maneuvers, very gentle aerobics, and often would do a lot better with a shorter workout. And then a person with the sex gland problems needs the focused exercise, like slow stretching and total awareness of every movement to increase the cognitive function. So we put all of that in the Feeling Fat, Fuzzy, Frazzled book.
So if people are wanting to find out more information, could you mention again your website and other favorite resources that you have?
Right. There are a number of our favorite links and our favorite journal articles and books that we put on this website. It's feelingfff.com. That's the three F's for feeling fat, fuzzy, or frazzled. But when you do all of this, you can feel fit, focused, and fabulous. So that's the website where you can take a quiz, an assessment to see what is your apparent endotype. You can find out about how to do these home tests and get them sent to you to find out your actual endocrine type. And then you can start getting treatment that's right for your endocrine type.
And do you have any final thoughts for our listeners today?
Sure. Listen, here's something that is a key point that people need to know. You could be feeling fat, fuzzy, or frazzled, or even worse. You could have all kinds of conditions, like the fibromyalgia and the chronic fatigue. Okay, even with normal tests, okay, even though you're taking treatment for your thyroid, you could still be low thyroid because the blood tests are not accurate enough for mild hormone imbalance. And that once you know this and you can do something about it, your life can change for the better.
Well, it was great having you on Health Watch today, Dr. Shamus.
David, it's a pleasure.
Today we are talking with Dr. Richard Shamus, the author of Feeling Fat, Fuzzy, or Frazzled, a three-step program to restore thyroid, adrenal, and reproductive balance. Stay tuned for the rest of the Monday Morning Radio Z.
Music lovers, experience the 8th annual Pickathon at Pendarvis Farm on Mount Scott, August 4th and 5th. Current lineup includes Greg Brown, Iris DeMent, Waylon Jennings, Kelly Joe Phelps, Daryl Anger, the Danny Barnes Collective, the Wilders, CJ Chenier, the Wood Brothers, Chris Delmhorst, Little Sue, the Earl Brothers, the Avett Brothers, and many, many more. Pickathon will take place August 4th and 5th at its beautiful new location, Pendarvis Farm, located around Southeast Foster and 172nd in Portland. Featuring two outdoor music venues, one indoor music venue, camping, kids' activities, workshops, hiking, beer gardens, great food and crafts, and more. Sorry, no dogs or outside alcohol allowed. Pickathon benefits your community radio station, and both weekend and day tickets are available at KBOO, Music Millennium, or Pickathon.com. The whole family is welcome at KBOO's 8th Annual Pickathon, August 4th and 5th at Pendarvis Farm. More information and directions are available at Pickathon.com. Support your community radio station and enjoy the finest in roots music. See you there.
KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM Community Radio. And coming right up, we have Earthwatch, today hosted by Chris Andre. Don't forget, at 11 o'clock, it's Democracy Now!